Jay Foley on Today FM.
All right, we're looking at emails, jp@todayfm.com. Let's do Tell Me I'm Wrong. I have something going on in your world, something you need an opinion on, or just fancy putting it out there to the entire nation to give their opinion on your situation. jp@todayfm.com for your emails. Mairead Ronan is here.
Is this the only reason you bring me in to do this?
No, it's because you're fabulous.
Yeah.
We don't even need a reason to bring you in. Just come in.
Just come in. Okay, well, I go with this then.
Go for it, yeah.
Oh, okay. This? Hey guys, I'm with my boyfriend for 6 months. We met on the apps and things have been going really well. Recently, I saw some notifications come up on his phone that said, OnlyFans. Oh. I'm not judging, but part of me feels like he's having a relationship with someone else, but maybe he was already a subscriber before us getting together. I don't want to be a control freak, but it is niggling away at me. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, OnlyFans. Hang on, what did she say? Did she say that she saw that there was an OnlyFans? What was it, sorry?
She saw some notifications come up on his phone.
All right, so it could have been an email coming in that said OnlyFans on it or something mm-hmm. like that? Or
a notification that Rady One wants to chat with you or has
Who's
something...
Who's Rady One?
I don't
Who's
know,
Rady
I'm
One?
Just What's saying. That? Who is that?
What
it
are
could
they
be,
telling me?
Could be an OnlyFans person.
Was that softcore? What is that?
What's their genre?
Do you know? It could be.
It's just teasing, is it?
How long are they together? 6 months?
Yeah. 6 months.
Right on the apps. Things going really well. Notification comes up, says OnlyFans. What is it she says now? It feels like he's having a relationship with someone else. Is that... No, not literally. Is that like being on OnlyFans? Like paying for OnlyFans?
You can have fairly deep interactions. I've never been on OnlyFans.
There we go.
Either as a content
when you're explaining
provider
you're losing.
Or user. But you can have fairly... You can sort of reverse that truck. You can have fairly in-depth relationships with a content creator on OnlyFans, i.e. you can be in direct chat with them, you can be making requests as to what they might wear or what they might do on camera. So you can be in that over and back to a degree, I guess depending on the level of OnlyFans subscription you're paying for, different levels of access. So could you class that as a relationship? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And is there an intimacy involved in that? There absolutely is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I don't understand. We were talking about it in about an hour ago. The notion of... Well, so what is it then? Is it porn or is it connection? Because there seems to be a sort of a... I was listening to this one thing about it, which is that they run... Like if these are OnlyFans... sites or OnlyFan individuals or influencers
accounts
that they can run bots to be responding to your messaging 24 hours a day.
Hey Ray, haven't talked to you since yesterday.
But even in your own language, even mm-hmm. if they speak a different language, they're writing to you in your own language and you think you have an ongoing back and forth with this real individual that you're also following on OnlyFans. So there's in theory, in this one's boyfriend's head, he's messaging this person or he has some sort of a relationship with this person.
I was going to say it's like a parasocial relationship, but I don't think it is. This is actually a direct relationship often with the content creator. So it's actually more of a real relationship than you might have following somebody like a chaperone who never interacts back with you, whereas you think you have some sort of presence
in
their
life. You need to get over this. You need to get over the chaperone
thing.
Okay,
let's park the chaperone stuff. She's not on OnlyFans as far as we know, and we're not alleging that. But, I've mixed views on this because it's a spectrum of things. If you're in a relationship, can I ask you,
mm-hmm.
and sorry to be typecasting you gender-wise, but do you read romantic fiction that has an erotic component ever?
No, but let's just say I enjoyed Bridgerton.
Okay.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's another one. Or what was the one with the two lads? Did you watch any of that?
I didn't watch that one, no.
The ice hockey one.
The ice hockey one, didn't watch that.
Different people get their kicks in different ways.
Heated rivalry, yes.
Yeah, that's a TV show, that's a series. This is your phone all the time and it's an individual or multiple individuals that you are messaging and paying money for them to undress. I mean, that's what OnlyFans is when he has a girlfriend of 6 months. So this is not like... Honey, you're on your phone a lot there. Sorry, I'm looking at interiors. I'll put my phone down. This is somebody paying. And also, if you're in a relationship and you're two adults and you're together 6 months, you should just have, you know, be seeing each other naked. That should be it, unless you're watching Bridgerton.
Well, this is another thing worth asking then. If the relationship is only going on 6 months, 6 months isn't a long time, and it's possible that he was signed up to this before he met her,
mm-hmm.
and is she expected at some point to go, listen, we're serious, or is he supposed to wake up one morning and go, well, we're serious enough now, myself and my real human
girlfriend
that I now need to end this relationship. Also, the other question, which might come into it as well, is there's money changing.
Financial aspect to it, how much
is this costing? Yeah, how much is he spending on this? Is there a thing as well where you're JP's talking straight away about there's a parasocial relationship and you're texting back and forth and you're messaging one another. Do you need to pay extra for that? I see that I'm ignorant. But maybe he could just have a basic, or maybe this is only a notification. Maybe we're all jumping the gun here, emailer. And he just got a notification on his phone that says OnlyFans about something that he signed up to once 5 years ago.
She's concerned about him having some kind of romantic connection, however you classify that, with somebody who isn't her. However, does an individual not have the right to fantasize? Don't we all fantasize in our daily lives?
I never do. I don't.
Okay, hi, Kate. Thanks for listening.
I just don't check my browser history.
she said she saw some notifications, so it wasn't just the one. She has seen notifications.
What do you think? She says it's beginning to annoy her. Is she wrong? Tell her she's wrong or otherwise. 0874-100-102 for your voice notes.
A listener has a boyfriend of 6 months. Things are going well, and recently she has seen multiple notifications come up on his phone that said OnlyFans. And she feels that he's kind of in a relationship with someone else. She doesn't want to be a control freak, but it's bothering her. So she wants to know. Tell me I'm wrong.
0874-100-102. The one thing we didn't consider, if he's getting multiple notifications on his phone, we were just assuming that he's signed up and paying for OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
He could be the content creator on OnlyFans. We never even thought of it. Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
Have you considered that maybe he is the content provider on OnlyFans and he's getting notifications for requests?
What's he providing?
Maybe he's making money on this.
You know what? How small-minded and narrow-minded of us to not consider that?
Would that be worse, though, if you're in a relationship with somebody you don't know is a content provider? It's a bit like being in a relationship with a stripper. I don't know. I've never been there. I've never been that soldier.
Okay, man. Jesus.
But if you were, would you want your other half, boy or girl, to be sharing all of their nakedness and otherwise with strangers?
Here's an even bigger thing,
though. I think you draw a line at a certain point.
Here's an even bigger. If he is a successful content creator on OnlyFans, making a fortune, and he's been going out with you for 6 months and it's never come up and never been mentioned, red flag there. Because he doesn't want you to know about that.
Surely to God, he doesn't have a regular 9-to-5 job and you're wondering where's all this money coming from. So you would be kind of wise to the idea that he had some sort of a hustle going on.
My wife has said to me from time to time, she's like,
she wants to put you on the OnlyFans.
She wants to put me on the OnlyFans. She's hoping I get enough fans to lead to
move. Very niche. Very niche.
It's a very small genre. Are you all right?
I don't know. There's something wrong with my lungs, I think.
Jiffy's having an attack. I tell you what, I can plough my own furrow.
And you could.
People would pay to watch it as well.
Would they? Right. All right. There's your man ploughing again on his own.
He's furiously ploughing there. What time is it? From morning till night. And I'll message you back as well. I've got loads of free time on my hands. Among other things. Teresa's over there. Teresa.
Hiya. I don't think she's in the wrong. I think she has a right to be worried about it. And like, if he is on a site like that, not like that, but if he is on a site that he's paying to be on, it's different. I watch Bridgerton as well. And like, that's a Netflix series where actors are playing a role. Whether is you're wanting a connection with someone on a site, I don't think it's right. If you're in a relationship, or it depends what type of relationship you're in, but she's obviously not comfortable with it, so I wouldn't be either. Love the show, guys.
Hey, cheers.
She's mentioned Bridgerton there. We all watch it. It's a laugh. There's loads of sex scenes in it. But if I was then after the show going on OnlyFans and asking to pay Benedict Bridgerton 20 quid to see his backside, like, then you're like, it's
a different, well, okay, well then let's say on one end of the spectrum there's Bridgerton, on this end of the spec, the other end, there's the OnlyFans. As we are well aware, without getting into too much details or giving out URLs on the air, there's a whole variance and different points in the spectrum, different points in the scale of what you can access or what you can see.
Yeah.
At what point is it a problem? And at what point does it tip over into, that's perfectly fine. Bridgerton is acceptable. What is not acceptable?
I think when you're getting alerts on your phone and you're out with
And you're paying for it
and you're out having dinner or you're just sitting down watching something with your girlfriend and your phone is beeping and it's OnlyFans, that is a problem. Also, there's something, the end of the email she mentions, I don't want to be a control freak, and I hate that language and a lot of women use that. I don't want to be a control freak. You're not being a control freak. You have standards and this is not meeting your standards. So instead of just saying that, she's like, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be a control freak.
She shouldn't be apologetic about that.
Stop saying sorry. It's not good enough. So, you know, just not good enough.
There's two votes in the relationship. He's get a vote, then you get a vote. Yeah. And you need to talk to each other. And if it's a proper relationship, 6 months in, it's getting real now.
It is.
So it's time to have the conversation. And maybe he still is in a mental space, or maybe he just hasn't cancelled the subscription. I mean, how many subscriptions are any of us in? Which is like, oh God, there's another alert for that. I'm not talking about OnlyFans. I'm talking about the Netflix premium subscription or the Disney Plus or whatever number of subscriptions you signed up to. And you thought, oh, I need to get rid of that. I meant to get rid of that 6 months ago.
She does say the relationship was going really well. Mm-hmm. If she hadn't seen those notifications, she'd be none the wiser. And she, as far as she was concerned, the relationship was giving her everything she needed and she was happy in the relationship. So it's weird what we will put up with when we don't know. Mm-hmm. And maybe we haven't asked the question and maybe we have no suspicions. But there could be other stuff going on in a relationship. And it's only when you find out or you have an inkling, then you're like, oh, this upsets the apple cart. Now I'm asking questions. Frankly, if we're getting to conclusions, she has asked the question. Yes. It's annoying her.
She's six months
in. It's still early doors. Find out the answers.
We should do a whole show on stuff that you haven't told your partner yet. Or you would never tell your partner.
Isn't that your man, Alain de Botton, the School of Life? He says that we're all a bit mad. All of us are. And that when you go maybe on your third or fourth date, you sit opposite each other and you go, okay.
Everything.
Here's the thing that makes me a bit mad and will probably irritate you 6 months in. Now tell me yours.
Right.
And then you've gotten it out of the way.
And is a subscription like that on the list?
It probably is.
I wonder. Like, I think we all do have. I have things that I wouldn't say, but I bet she knows.
Really? Okay. Well, if you bet she knows, why wouldn't you say it?
Just in case she doesn't know.
She doesn't know you're busy plowing.
Alison, day and night.
She has the clue. Alison's in Cork. She says, Just be upfront and ask. What's the story with the OnlyFans? There's no point in worrying about it. Just ask. Yeah, and if it's an actual relationship,
you can.
Yeah, just ask. Yeah. And you shouldn't be thinking it like this. And if you're thinking like this, then you've got a problem bigger than just the OnlyFans. Yes. Michael says she needs to tell him that she's his OnlyFans now, and he doesn't need to get it on his screen. Says Michael. What if he is the person doing the OnlyFans? Yes, of course. Craig suggests that maybe he's the content creator. Alan's over there. Alan, go.
On that one.
On the OnlyFans, yeah.
Why doesn't she just ask him?
Well, here's the thing, Alan. If everyone asked their partner, or asked the person in question, rather than emailing into us, we wouldn't have a thing here every Tuesday.
You'd never see me.
Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm saying. All of these could be solved like a TV show. All of these could be solved with what's the story with that? Cut that out.
About it. And you know by his reaction, unless she was going through his phone, which isn't a good thing either.
Well, and again, that could cause an argument too. Final judgment then. JP, we know yours, the gist.
She's not wrong for it to be niggling at her. She's got to address it. She's got to ask the question.
Got to speak to him. Mairead?
Exactly what he just said. Yeah, she's not wrong. Just ask him.
I think, you got to have a conversation. But I will allow, maybe OnlyFans is a step too far, but I will allow certain things to be like, do you know,
your partner's not going to be perfect. They're going to have an internal life that you're unaware of.
Here's another thing. What if he comes back and says, yeah, I do have an OnlyFans account. I've had it since before we got together. I'm not getting rid of it. Is that a red line? Is that a deal breaker? Or is it like, oh, okay, I'll go join a couple of my own then.
Then it's pros and cons. She's got to weigh up, doesn't she?
Yeah. Ask him for his credit card and she'll sign up for a couple of accounts. See what all the fuss is about.
Ray Foley on Today FM.